This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We are learning additional details tonight from a man who says the Obama administration knew about classified emails from Hillary Clinton and actually tried to hinder the investigation. He first spoke exclusively to Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge, and tonight she has the new details.
With more than two decades of government service, the Obama administration nominated Charles McCullough Inspector General for the 17 intelligence agencies.
If you don't have your independence, you have nothing.
Few people know more about the classified Clinton emails and the fallout.
All of a sudden, people started talking about how independent I was and how wonderful that I was independent.
That independence was tested in 2015 after the intelligence agencies found their classified information in the Clinton emails. As word spread, McCullough went to senior officials, including Director of National Intelligence James Clapper.
He said this is extremely reckless, and he mentioned something about the campaign will have heartburn.
Did you tell the CIA Director John Brennan that there was classified information?
Oh, he already knew. It wasn't me who told him what was happening. He'd already been well briefed on it.
After two emails sent by Clinton aides that contained classified information kickstarted the FBI probe, government records show a senior State Department official who worked for Secretary Clinton allegedly pressed the FBI to downgrade the classification as part of a quid pro quo.
Is that how the government's supposed to operate?
No, classification is not negotiable.
By February 2016, campaign emails released via WikiLeaks suggest Clinton's lawyer and a senior congressional staffer shared information to target McCullough.
But I think there was certainly a coordinated strategy. I think it very much so.
A former Clinton campaign spokesman did not return Fox's calls, but in a tweet did not dispute the claims and tried to cast doubt on McCullough's credibility. Fox News also asked about this March 2016 letter from seven senior Democrats, including Senator Dianne Feinstein. It said they had serious concerns about the Clinton email review. Feinstein's office wanted McCullough to respond. The incident turned into a standoff 6 weeks before the election.
I flat out told the staff director I was not going to respond to it. I said, tell her I'll resign tonight.
Senator Feinstein's office did not respond to Fox's questions about McCullough and whether there was a coordinated effort to undermine his office. On Capitol Hill this week, Senator Feinstein told the Daily Caller website she had no idea what McCullough was talking about, Brett.
Captain, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, there it is. You know, we'll just plead plausible deniability, right? But here you've got a whistleblower at a risk, and a dire risk of, forget about a job. I mean, things that have been that involve the Clintons are always very suspicious, and we still haven't figured out whatever happened to that intern that was murdered, Scott. You know, that's still hanging out there. It's just kind of lost in the weeds. And again, I'm not trying to indict Hillary Clinton here specifically. It's just all this stuff is worrisome. I mean, you know, especially in light of what's been going on, in the Beltway these days in terms of sexual harassment, the ends that, our politicians are willing to go to in order to protect, their alleged integrity and their own games. What could possibly happen here? And as we mentioned before, with Barack Obama now being out of the picture and the Clintons now vulnerable, just like Harvey Weinstein, like Matt Lauer, like everybody else, is there going to be a pigpiling, and is there going to be an opportunity to really get down to the bottom of all this stuff? And, is the deep state, we know it's there, but it's still kind of hidden behind some shroud of mystery and unbelief. America is just, I guess, not ready to deal with this separate institution that has been operating in the shadows. I think by our gut, we understand that that's been happening, but I don't know that we're ready to really deal with the truth of the deep state and its implications and what it has done in just, you know, compromising our U.S. Constitution.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
About you, and it's for you. We're willing to take it down to the mat if that's what it takes in order to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Herb London joins us. Herb is the president of the London Center for Policy Research, foreign policy analyst, amongst other great benefits that he offers to us, we the people. Dr. Herb London, good to have you with us. How you doing? Happy post-Thanksgiving. Always, always. Hey, a lot going on here. I want to talk particularly about North Korea, but before we do, I want to get your read on this McCullough deal. Donald Trump tweeted last night, Charles McCullough, the respected former Intel Commission Inspector General, said the public was misled on crooked Hillary's emails endangered national security. Why aren't our deep state authorities looking into this rigged and corrupt, the president says?
Well, I obviously heard the report, and it's a matter of great concern if you're looking at those emails and going back to that episode during the course of the campaign. You would have to arrive at the conclusion that these were SAPs, these were special access programs, and this should not have been on anyone's computer. And even if they were not marked, the fact of the matter is that has no relevance at all in deciding on culpability. Culpability is you do not possess emails of that kind. They should not be on your personal computer, period. Mm.
Yep, exactly. Well, and, you know, the players involved here. You know, James Comey's name is involved in this. I mean, here you've got somebody who is well respected. He sees what's on her computer and going, wait a minute, you know, you got a problem. This should not happen. So for, you know, what seemed to be coming out loud and clear here is that, you know, she was arrogant. I mean, they'd been warned and just she wasn't going to play by the rules.
Well, there is no question there's a certain degree of arrogance. Not only arrogance, but there are, we cannot live in a society where there are there's one rule for one member of a political party and rules for others. There's got to be the same rules. And I think one of the reasons why Americans are so cynical about politics is precisely because they do believe that there are different rules for different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as anything, as we're finding out again, when the Beltway's underbelly is opened up, there's an incredible amount of blowback, and this is what the former Intelligence Community Inspector General Charles McCullough faced. He says he suffered personal blowback over his pursuit of the email investigation.
Well, the thing that's so upsetting to me is that this, and I don't know him, appears to be a man separating everything. And one, if you listen to him, and he's been on a couple of TV programs, you come away saying, you know, this is a person who is genuine, authentic, and there's no question that he was simply trying to tell the truth. He didn't have an agenda. He wasn't out there for political purposes. There were others who had a political agenda. He did not. Mm. All he was saying is, these are matters that involve national security of this country. We cannot jeopardize national security in order to entertain the convenience of any political figure, or for that matter, anyone else who's interested in simply obtaining national secrets. These are secrets deeply concerned with the very future of our ability to penetrate the enemy's channels of communication.
Herb, and my assessment of his statements was one that he went into this saying, you know, kind of like, are you aware? I mean, this is, you know, this shouldn't be the case. And it was, you know, he's being blamed for doing his job, basically.
Well, it's also very interesting, the cover-up that has occurred. You talked about Comey, but, I mean, it's across the board. You were people who were saying, no, it's not of any great significance. This sort of thing has happened in the past. Well, it has not. It is entirely idiotic. There's nothing quite like it. And, in fact, Mr. McCullough has pointed that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand this.
It's very different from any...
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, no, it's okay. We're getting a little bit of interruption in your signal here. But the thing is that's disturbing about this is that, is the casualness. And I guess that's what you're saying as well, the casualness of James Comey and our intelligence agencies that, you know, they should have been all over this. And now all of a sudden, you know, here we are after the election. They're claiming some sort of self-righteousness over the possible collusion and interference of the Russians.
Well, have is a kind of self-serving view of politics in America. As I said, you know, one of the reasons why Americans are so cynical is because of conditions precisely like this. Mm-hmm. Why should there be one set of conditions, that is legal conditions, for Hillary Clinton? Different set for the rest of America. This is why I am very disappointed, as I believe to Hillary Clinton on this matter, on the dossier that's done on Donald Trump. And certainly on the Iran.
Herb, I want to do something here. We're going to reconnect with you because you're coming in and out. And Scott, let's reconnect with Dr. London. And while you're doing that, again, I'll just summarize what's going on here before we talk about North Korea, because I want to make sure that we have a clear line on this. You know, Donald Trump did chime in on the email, Clinton email warning, and asking why aren't our deep state authorities looking at this? Well, you can't expect our deep state to do brain surgery on themselves, right? Or anybody for that matter. This is, they've been doing everything they can. It would seem obvious to us, to cover this up, really not interested in the truth and what has been compromised along the way. And now you have an inspector general, a watchdog whose job is to keep an eye on these things, puts a warning out to the Clinton campaign and to Hillary Clinton saying, hey, this is an issue. And he takes it to James Comey, and Comey just kind of shrugs and passes it on like it's no big thing. And then Herb, after all this is said and done, Comey comes up with this, this story and that it was just, kind of reckless mishandling. It wasn't anything that was intentional. But based on what this watchdog is telling us, that seems to be clearly refuted, that it was intentional.
Well, not only was it intentional, but whether it's intentional or not, if you have SAPs on your personal computer, for whatever reason, even if it's just pure negligence, you have violated the law of the United States and you're seen as culpable. There's no refutation based on motive. It has nothing at all to do with motive. Whether in fact you had the best intentions in mind or the worst intentions in mind or no intentions in mind because you were just negligent, it does not make any difference. When you have SAPs in your possession, you are violating the code of the United States. Only 11 people in America can read SAPs. 11.
11.
And that was one of the reasons why when the investigation occurred with Comey's attorneys, many of them could not read these classified documents.
So how do you adjudicate it when so few people can actually read it? You just have to take for granted this is an SAP and this has got to be an inarguable violation.
That is exactly the point. It is an inarguable violation, and as a consequence, you pay the price for it. whether it is an indictment, whether it's a prison term, but you will pay for this because this is not a tolerable situation.
But like everything...
At any point.
Yeah, but like everything that is the Beltway, we just kick it down the road and then we wonder why, because we didn't take care of it then. The next time we deal with it, it's much more complicated and much more expensive on many levels. Dr. Herb London is with us. We're going to be talking North Korea and their recent missile blast. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bill Martinez live.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof of a confident...
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof. I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, George.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, now across the country, the president says, hey, at the White House, we're saying Merry Christmas. We haven't stopped saying Merry Christmas. It is Christmas with a capital C here at Bill Martinez Live, and we continue to celebrate. And I got to tell you, Herb, did you see the video of First Lady showing off all the direct decorations at the White House? I'll tell you, what a lovely First Lady, and what an outstanding job she did in dressing up the White House. It is absolutely magnificent.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. It really is extraordinary, quite extraordinary.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Of her taste, and obviously a demonstration of her breeding.
Yeah, without a doubt, and her consideration of the traditions and history of our country. Boy, really, really well done. It gives you a sense of pride, at least for me anyway, for being an American. And here we are, well represented by the Trumps in the White House this Christmas season, 2017. I want to talk to you particularly about North Korea launching this ICBM. And it, the flight record, 15 minutes, General Mattis says it can reach any place in the world. And of course, we got South Korea firing back. What say you, Dr. Herb?
Well, one of the things that we now know, if you engage in extrapolation based on the altitude and distance of this recent ICBM test, every East Coast city in the United States is now vulnerable to attack. Keep in mind that in the intelligence reports written roughly 5 years ago, they said that North Korea would not have this capability till about 2025. One of the reasons why the so-called can was kicked down the road, I hate that metaphor, was because it was believed there's nothing to worry about now. We've got 10 years to worry about this. Well, now we know they've accelerated their program. They have this capability. Donald Trump can no longer say, you know what, we're just going to delay. Procrastination is not a policy. And the Trump administration is in the awful position of having to do something that its predecessors did not do.
Exactly. Well, and that's the old story. You pay me now or pay me later. Inevitably, whenever you pay later, it's much more complicated and much more expensive.
Exactly. Exactly.
And this is what we're faced with.
Precisely the position we are in. We've got to put as much pressure on the Chinese as possible because they have leverage. We do not have that kind of leverage. And whether it means freezing all assets in Asia through dollar-denominated funds or engaging in further sanctions, we've got to make it perfectly clear to the Chinese, you can make this happen. You can strangulate this nuclear program in North Korea if you choose to do so, and we are on top of you to do it, because if you do not, the consequences will be extraordinary.
Yeah, and at this point, Dr. London, you bring up a good point, and that is that we have to be all in. We have to be convicted of this strategy and convinced of this strategy. And by that, I mean not only the United States, but to your point, China and, dare I say, Russia as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've got to understand that what's at stake here is a war that would have extraordinary consequences for Asia, for the Chinese, for the Russians. Look, if the Chinese are intent on their Silk Road, this desire to have a kind of commercial band around the world and be the leader in commercial activity. And by the way, they are presently 115% more productive than the United States at the moment. Mm-hmm. So just imagine what they would be like in 2050 when they'll be have a GDP twice that of the United States. Can you imagine what this would mean? It would mean that China is obviously the dominant power in the world. If they want to see that occur, they cannot allow the North Koreans to be in the position where they will dictate policy to all of Asia. And so they've got a big stake in this, and we've got to make that absolutely clear to the Chinese.
Well, you know, and some people would say, all right, well, you're making way for China. That's only understanding what China's aim is. Meanwhile, you have an American aim of its own that says, look, we're not packing our bags here. If anything, now because of Donald Trump, he's saying, look, we're going to bring business back home here. It's America first. And look at, we've got our third report on GDP, 3.3, Herb, that, all the pundits said, wait, that would never happen. Donald Trump would be lucky to realize a 3% GDP growth.
until the end of his first administration, if he was lucky, because, you know, based on what had happened with the Obama administration, the new normal, and, you know, they're willing to settle for that, is 1.8. And this is a problem. You get people in this government who are willing to settle, and thank God we've got a president who is a businessman and comes in with a business moxie and attitude of saying, look at why can't we do better than 3%? You know, we're looking for 5-6% GDP growth. Well, I was.
I think you've made an excellent point. I mean, since the Donald Trump has become president of the United States, the market has gone up by 35%. If we're looking at GDP, as you've quite rightly pointed out, it's about 3.2% now. If we get the tax bill passed, it'll be 4%, easily 4% in another few months. So we are talking about extraordinary growth. Keep in mind that when Ronald Reagan was president of the United States, the average GDP growth was 4%. One year he had 7%, which was the highest in about 50 years. So right. There is no doubt that potential exists. And I think Donald Trump understands that, and markets understand that even better than Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think as you say, the markets understand that, and they appreciate the productivity level of our natural resources, which is we the people. I mean, we've always maintained that American strength, as in its own personage, is a force to contend with. And, you know, though China would want to move forward, America's very competitive at its very heart and soul, right?
Radio program, okay.
Okay. All right. I asked you a question. You were trying to deal with a phone call there, but no, I was just talking about the, you know, the competitive nature of America. You know, it is.
Okay, America's the great strength of the United States, as you pointed out in this question, is liberty. What makes the United States unique is our ability to sustain liberty. That liberty has allowed us to engage in rapid technological advances. The technological advances that have occurred in China and elsewhere have largely been stolen from the United States.
Right.
It's not as if these countries have come up with unique pharmaceutical products or unique software. It's all been in the United States and duplicated by other nations. So the United States maintains its edge because of this kind of liberty and innovation.
Exactly.
If we lose that liberty, if we lose that innovation, we will lose our commercial edge as well. It's important for the United States to recognize the fact that we are in a very unique position. And when people think about the future of this globe, they look to that Statue of Liberty and see that light that just shines across the world and represents, I think, the source of emulation.
Mm-hmm.
People want to emulate the liberties that we are privileged to enjoy.
Exactly.
Americans often forget that. But that is the great strength of America. It's the great strength in our economy. It's the great strength in our politics. And it's the strength in our culture.
Well, Dr. London, you bring up a key point here that people need to understand, and that is, as originators of the idea, my experience has demonstrated time and again that he who is the originator of the idea not only has the ability to bring it to market, but also to develop it and strengthen it. There's just something that comes with that idea that is owned by that individual who comes up with it. And this is what America affords. You're exactly right. And, you know, copying other people's ideas can get you so far, but it's there's nothing like being the original, and it always puts you in first place position. That has been my experience.
Well, again, I couldn't agree with you more. I feel exactly the same way.
Well, Dr. Herb London, foreign policy analyst, one final question here in about 20 seconds. Real quick answer. Can the world live with a nuclear North Korea?
I don't think so. I don't think we can live with a nuclear North Korea, and I think that steps will have to be taken to make sure that these tests obviously come to an end.
Without a doubt. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Thank you, Dr. Herb. Appreciate you coming on.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Agwunobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy Alone!
Merry Christmas, filthy animal. And a happy new year.
Filthy. What would you like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Cup and action 200-yard Wainsville errand.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Other BB gun blocks have you had in your life, huh? Hey, it's the season, and we're committed to the joy of the season. Thank you for joining us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, we're going to talk about everything you need to know about Medicare Advantage enrollment. The annual enrollment period for Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans has been going on since October through December the 7th. So it's just around the corner of the closing dates. And, of course, these plans go into effect January the 1st of next year. So selecting the right health and prescription drug plans is crucial, and plans can change every year. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's this time of year when people with Medicare can select Medicare Advantage Health Plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Humana is committed to helping baby boomers achieve their best health so that they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. And choosing the plan that's right for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's important to stay informed. That's why we're grateful that Dan Tufto joins us right now. He's the regional president of Senior Products for Humana's West Division. Dan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show this morning.
Hey, great to have you here because Medicare, the whole idea, you know, in trying to select the right plan can be a bit daunting, but we have been very privileged to have people like yourself come on the show and encourage people and enlighten them on the options that are available.
Yeah, that's you touched on it earlier. You know, we did a survey recently where we surveyed folks over the age of 60, and what we found is about a third of the folks that responded to the survey said that at this point in the year during annual enrollment that the process of actually choosing a health plan is both at the same time confusing and complex, and that they didn't think at times there was enough information or assistance out there to answer their questions. So we're happy to be on the show this morning to try and provide some more information to help consumers go through and make the best selection for themselves.
Well, Dan, let's start with the basics. What's the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. I think there's two or three important differences that I would point out. You know, the first off is original Medicare is a program that is run and administered by the government, obviously Medicare. Under a Medicare Advantage plan, these are typically health plan offerings that are run and administered by private organizations, typically insurance companies. So that's a fundamental difference between the two. The second thing that I would point out is just what are the benefits that are typically covered under original Medicare, and how might those benefits be different under a Medicare Advantage plan. Mm-hmm. So if you think about original Medicare kind of provides basic health coverage. So there's a Part A component which covers hospitals, and then there's a Part B component that covers medical care, medical services. But if you are a Medicare eligible recipient and you have prescription drugs, for example, original Medicare does not typically cover prescription drug coverage. So if you want to be enrolled in original Medicare, you usually need to purchase a separate prescription drug plan to go with that. A Medicare Advantage plan, many of the Medicare Advantage plans offer prescription drug coverage embedded in their plans. In addition, a Medicare Advantage plan may offer what we would call extra benefits, and these would be items like hearing coverage or dental coverage or vision coverage that you typically don't find in original Medicare. Or another example would be access to a fitness program like for a Medicare eligible population like Silver Sneakers. Those are some of the extras that could be offered under certain Medicare Advantage plans that you don't find under original Medicare.
Exactly.
And the last thing I would point out is that if you're a Medicare eligible recipient, and you really have a chronic care condition, something like diabetes or congestive heart failure, I think you'll find that a Medicare Advantage plan can be more tailored to a chronic care condition, and you'll find that in certain special need plans that are Medicare Advantage plans that you typically won't find in original Medicare. So those are the two or three differences that I would call out for your listeners.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's quite dynamic, and this is why having an opportunity to talk with counselors and people who can guide you along is so vital and important to the choices that that are there. And there's probably many benefits, Dan, that you see that kind of fall by the wayside, and they don't have to, right?
I think you touched on it. You know, what we tell people all the time, it's just really important at this time of the year and even prior to the start of annual enrollment, it's really important to have all the information necessary that will allow you to select the right health plan. You know, cost is big. That's big for most consumers. But just as important is making sure that your individual doctor or the hospital that you go to in your local area is in your network of your plan choices that you're considering. We touched on it earlier. It's really important to know that the list of medications that you may be taking, that is covered under whatever plan that you're looking at. And then I think you said this at the outset of the show, did my current plan that I'm on right now, did that change or will that change for the coming year for 2018? So it's really important to understand what all those dynamic factors are. And if you understand that and you can gather that information, you're a more informed consumer. And if you're a more informed consumer, you can select the best plan that is particular for your situation or the situation for your loved one.
Probably a good idea to talk to your doctor as well to say, you know, give me an idea here. What, in light of the plan that I'm using right now, is that good enough, or would you recommend some other considerations here possibly, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of great resources that are out there. You touched on one. An individual physician or a physician that you see can certainly help you with their opinion on what's out there in the marketplace and what they see. So other resources that I would tell for listeners to go access, there's a wealth of information on the Medicare website, which that's www.medicare.gov. Or you can call and speak live on the Medicare 1-800 number, which is 1-800-MEDICARE. And then the Humana website, which is www.humana.com/Medicare. There's a wealth of information out there, or you can actually talk to a live person at Humana by calling the Humana 1-800 number. And I'll give that to your listeners. It's 1-888-204-4062. So between your caregiver, your physician, the Medicare website, the Medicare dial-in number, or Humana's website or dial-in number, those are all great resources that Medicare-eligible consumers can help supply information so they can make the best situation and decision for what's the best health plan for their particular needs.
Yeah, and if you haven't done it already, know that December 7th, I mean, we're a week away from the closing date, so you have till then. So it's time to hustle. Take advantage of this information and these resources. You've got URL, the websites for Medicare and also Humana, 800 numbers. We'll remind you again here in just a second. Dan, what is the best way to determine whether a Medicare plan covers certain prescription drugs?
Yeah, I would direct your listeners, if you go on the Medicare website, www.medicare.gov, there's a portion on that website where if you have the prescriptions that you're taking, you can actually enter those prescriptions by name, and it will help you narrow down the choices to find out what are the health plans in that area that cover those particular prescriptions that you might be taking. So the Medicare website is very, very helpful in that manner.
Okay, Dan Tufto, president of Medicare for Humana's West Division, responsible for a large portfolio of Medicare Advantage plan offerings that improve health and well-being for consumers and produce a simplified experience that help healthcare easier to navigate. Dan, let's remind everybody as well of Humana's website and their 800 number.
Sure. The Humana website is www.humana.com/Medicare. Or you can actually speak to somebody live on our 800 number at Humana, and that number again is 1-888-204-4062.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lowell Ponte joins us, former think tank futurist, whose articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and many other publications. We always love having Lowell here. His insightful mind, whether it is about the economy or politics, he is a brilliant resource. And Lowell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, you have written a book, or written an article. It should be a book, and maybe it's one to be written, and that has to do with the return of morality in politics. Are we there? It seems like we might be getting closer, but we have a choice to make, don't we?
Well, to paraphrase Machiavelli, he said the prince must appear to be religious. Nowadays, we would say that the politician must appear to be moral, and moral being not an abuser of women. We've seen Democrats set out to attack the Republican Senate candidate in Alabama on those grounds, and now their attack is backfiring in a host of ways, from Harvey Weinstein to 2 sitting U.S. senators, including Al Franken, to all kinds of people, journalists such as Glenn Thrush and Mark Halpern. John Conyers is just...
Charlie Rose today, I mean, he's fired.
And Charlie Rose, and this tells us a great deal, because up until now, the Democrats had been dusting off Joe Biden as a kind of emergency candidate they could run in 2020. Well, Joe Biden has a history of swimming naked and insisting that female Secret Service agents watch him do it. He is referred to by the Washington Post as creepy for his habit of smelling women's hair and grabbing their bodies and so on. So that alone would be enough to eliminate Joe Biden, Obama's vice president, as a presidential candidate. And I must say, on balance, this is all to the good.
Yes, it is.
It's about time that people cease to be abused in that way. Now, understand, when Bill Clinton did these horrible things, the Democrats did pay a price for it. And most people don't appreciate what that price was. But in 2000, Al Gore narrowly lost election for president of the United States, almost certainly because people were disgusted by the Clintons getting away with it, by their escaping justice for the various sexual crimes they committed.
Exactly.
I say they because Bill Clinton
allegedly raped three different women, and then Hillary Clinton turned and raped them a second time by destroying their reputations, mm-hmm. knowing, as she did from her lifetime with Bill Clinton, that they were almost certainly telling the truth. And Al Gore in 2000, it's very interesting. Everyone says, oh, he lost because he lost Florida, and that was by the U.S. Supreme Court and so on. What they forget is that Al Gore also lost the 11 electoral votes of his home state of Tennessee, mm-hmm. where the people who knew him best voted against him. He also lost the 6 electoral votes of the Clinton home state of Arkansas, southern states where morality still plays a part in politics, as Craig Smith and I discuss in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. If Al Gore had won either Arkansas or Tennessee, he would not have needed Florida.
Exactly.
He would have been elected. So they did pay a rather high price, namely 8 years of a Republican occupying the presidency that could have been Al Gore's.
Right. But I would say, Lowell, that America at large paid a high price as well. One of the things that's being overlooked, and I've repeatedly brought this up, and I think this is one for, you know, a professional sociologist to study, is the impact that it had on America in terms of its level of morality. There have been plenty of books, even within the church, the impact that the impeachment hearing. Here you hear the President of the United States justifying an affair in the Oval Office with a 20-year-old, 21-year-old intern?
An intern barely older than his own daughter.
Yes. So rather disgusting, but it opened up a sexual revolution that carries on to this day. And maybe this is all part of this morality bubble that we're hoping to bust open. Are we going to open up, you know, this cancer that has been running rampant for decades here? Are we really, you know, are we willing to deal with this and be thankful for the Harvey Weinsteins and what's happening even in the Beltway with the exposure of hush fund money, of taxpayers' money that's been paid to keep people quiet, tax money, our money that has been used for that illicit purpose?
Well, Democrats are beginning to see the you can ask yourself, are they beginning to see the light about having truly moral candidates, or do they just feel the heat of feminist political correctness and the need to regain political power by, as Machiavelli said,
right.
appearing to be virtuous?
Yeah, I think
it
more
almost
appearance.
Doesn't matter because yeah. either way, morality is coming back into style. And that could be a forerunner of the real thing occurring. By the way, this is not limited to the United States. Angela Merkel has just failed to create or put together a new governing coalition in Germany. A major factor in Germany and the European Union is that the millions of Muslim immigrants have not just created, that she brought in to Germany and hence the European Union, have not just created terrorist concerns among the people. They've also made the average European woman feel she can't walk out of her own house at night anymore.
Right.
Women have massively been abused and raped and so on in countries like Germany, and that's played a major factor mm-hmm. in Angela Merkel getting the lowest vote, her party getting the lowest vote, since just after World War II. And by the way, we deal with a lot of these themes in Money, Morality, and the Machine, which your listeners can get absolutely free. Free and post-pay just by calling a toll-free number, 1-800-630-1492. That's 1-800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. So that's a little thing Craig Smith and I, who you see Craig every
week. Yes, and I'm so grateful and thankful, since this is Thanksgiving week, Lowell, for your generosity. You've come on the show repeatedly and offered these books to our listeners, and I want to encourage them to take advantage of this, especially on this issue of morality today. Our founding father said it was absolutely foundational, and it supported, it was the buttress, the support pillar to our U.S. Constitution. We are a country in chaos right now, I believe, because of the abandonment of our moral foundings, and we need to reconnect with those. So, like anything, though it's a bit disturbing, and I think that the opportunity here is to not lose the real purpose of this opportunity that avails us right now. Yes, very uncomfortable for us to deal with this morality issue, Hollywood, which we've known for ages with the casting couches and whatever. know, we're seeing it in the media and the Beltway. Our elected officials have been, you know, allowing, you know, for this kind of behavior. And I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that we're going to address this. The question is, do we have the courage to really dig deep and purge ourselves of this this rather debased behavior?
Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the more he spoke of his virtues, the faster we counted our spoons, spoons being made of silver and basically part of a family's estate, back in the days of Ralph Waldo Emerson. Now we find a lot of people who preach most loudly about feminism and being on women's side are often the ones who most abuse women personally, like Al Franken.
Yeah, exactly. And though I want to believe that his apology was sincere, boy, you talk about the price that he's going to pay. Here's somebody that even our friend Geraldo Rivera said that he saw him as a serious candidate for the Oval Office in 2020, believe it or not.
Oh, there were people who said that he would be the perfect candidate to run with the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, who ran last time. So we'd have the Frankenstein ticket. It would be perfect. Yeah.
But Al Gore, only because you could only imagine what that poster would look like.
But we know that Al Gore, that Al Franken has not been totally honest, because he only got confessed to the half that he couldn't deny because there was a photograph of it. Mm. He has denied or cast doubt about how he forced his tongue down the throat of an unwilling woman.
Mm-hmm.
That he denies. So anything that can't be absolutely proven, it's rather like Bill Clinton with DNA on a blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would have loved to lie about it, but he knew he couldn't. He could only say that he did not, what was his exact language? He did not commit a certain kind of sexual impropriety with that woman, but as a lawyer, he used a term meaning intercourse.
Yes.
In which he had done everything but intercourse with this young girl of roughly the age of his own
sexual
daughter.
Relations, I think. So I did not have sexual relations with...
Well, that's a term that means only intercourse and nothing else.
Right.
Legal scholars have asked, what should Bill Clinton have been asked instead? He should have been asked, did you have sexual contact?
Mm-hmm.
With this woman, that he could not have lied his way around.
Right. Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, this opened the door to many young people to think that sex was very defined, and the sexual rules and understanding were rewritten and demonstrated throughout that generation, which was, you know, really a heartbreak when you think about it. But more than anything else, just as you and Craig Smith are pointing out, Lowell, how important it is for this country to return to morality. We've lost our moral compass.
Oh,
we've lost our North Star.
I
we're paying a big price.
I would love to see our politics move beyond the idea that you're voting for the lesser of two evils, no matter how evil he is. But that's what the voters will do in Alabama, for example. They will say, we have a choice now between a potential sexual abusing Republican or an abortion a wildly radical abortion advocate in his Democrat opponent.
Well, you're so exactly right. That's the framing of it.
Both abusers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lowell, we got to wrap it up. It's got to sit right there. Remind everybody once again where they can go for more information.
Yeah, to get the free book, it's postpaid, won't cost you a penny, 800-630-1492. And we wish you the happiest of Thanksgivings, Bill.
Lowell Ponte, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lowell. Back to you and yours.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.